You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Mikko Jaaiinen, also known as MJ, the Vice President of Sales and a partner with Software as a Service Company, Vainu, that offers a platform to help salespeople automate the prospecting process. Mikko, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Hey, Eric. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So your company, Vainu, has been able to scale very quickly in a matter of months, going from zero to more than 100 employees in just a few years. That is incredible. What has been the key to that growth?
Yeah, I think there's really three things that we've done especially well to get there. A big part of our growth has been reliance on sales. So Vainu is a bootstrap company. We've actually grown to more than $1 million per month in revenue based off of our own sales. So no outside investments. And in the beginning, it was actually, you know, we were just reaching out to companies and selling based off of PowerPoint slides, getting the feedback from those first customers and helping that build out a product that, you know, people are actually willing to pay for. Another thing that I think we're really good at is investing in the employees that we have. Out of the 30 first hires, I think only one has left the company so far. And I think it's kind of a Nordic thing to be really big on transparency and trust. So we actually have, you know, anybody in our company could go to the CFO and ask how much money's in the bank, and that would be a perfectly okay question to ask. I don't know how many people do that here. And then maybe lastly, I think that we're really good at measuring the things that are core to our business. So I typically say that, you know, if something isn't helping us get more business, helping us keep our current customers happy, or helping us improve the product, it's probably something we shouldn't be focusing on. And in those business areas, we're really good at boring down on the actual metrics and making sure that we're scaling those for our growth. So it's obviously fun when things are going well. We kind of try to carry all of that, you know, the growth and the fun into our culture and our mindset as well.
Also, I understand recently Vainu opened its first office in the U.S. in New York City. What lessons have you learned so far from that move?
Yeah, we're fairly early stage here. We're 12 people at the office right now, and we've definitely learned a lot. The market's very different, obviously. You know, just in general, coming from the Nordics, there's a lot of open information. The data that is relevant here is pretty different, so we've kind of had to adapt our product to that. Another thing is just sheer numbers. You know, the Nordics have about 2 million businesses total, and here in the States, well over 47 million, so that's very different. From a market entry perspective, in the U.S., we kind of had to start things from scratch. So we really needed to validate that we can arouse interest in this market specifically, and also create a sales machine that, you know, turns those sales activities into actual closed business, into acquired customers. And we're obviously learning and evolving all along the way all the time. We're finding out, you know, what industries are really having the biggest need for our B2B prospecting services, and then kind of tailoring accordingly.
Mikko, as someone who has spent some time in the software as a service industry working with salespeople, can you shed some light on how salespeople should choose the tools in their own toolkits?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think in general, I'd really think about what's relevant to your business. And you have to have some foresight, you know, being able to understand and know where you're going with the business. I wouldn't just buy a piece of software because you really like the user experience or because other people in your industry are using it. I really personally hate the term best practices or industry best practices, especially when it's something very core like your sales tool. So I'd really make a concerted effort to choose tools that best fit your business and where it's going. A good example would be in our own sales, we actually use Salesforce as our CRM here in the U.S. because it's a lot harder to get people on the phone here, we need to use multiple touch points, different tools to get messages across to people, and those tools that we use only integrate into Salesforce. But then in the Nordics, for instance, we're using Pipedrive, which personally I like more. I really like the user experience on that, but just didn't make sense coming into this market.
Good stuff. Today we are joined by Mr. Mikko Jaui-Ainen, also known as MJ, the Vice President of Sales and a partner with software as a service company, Vainu, that offers a platform to help salespeople automate the prospecting process here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Also, Mikko, can you talk more about some of the differences you've seen in the sales and marketing process within the U.S. versus Europe and the Nordics?
Yeah, I think there's a really big difference. And maybe the number one thing is that it's a lot easier to get people on the phone in the Nordics versus here in the U.S. It just takes less pickups to get people on the phone there. When you do actually get somebody on the phone here in the U.S., we have similar close rates between the different markets, but just so much harder to get those decision makers, get a hold of their attention. And a good example of that would be that in the Nordics, in Finland in particular, the prime minister's phone number is actually on his website. So basically anybody could reach out. Now, I don't know if he's actually picking up the phone himself, but it's obviously very much easier, a very different mindset in terms of who you can reach out to and how easy it is to get those people in on the phone. So maybe in the States it's a bit harder. You need to be more creative with the different channels you're using and kind of using a multi-channel approach to get there. But at the end of the day, I really feel that if you have a good reason to reach out to somebody, you create value and you're creating a pitch based on their actual needs. When you do get that message through, it's just as easy to do sales here as it is in Europe.
And along those lines, what are some practical tips for writing a pointed sales pitch?
Sure. I'd really make sure that you have a pitch that works both for your business, but then also your target audiences, your target industries. At Vainu, we've created our own structure, kind of like a formula where we acknowledge a certain transition, a transitioning moment within that company. So in our case, you know, selling a sales tool, we'd identify companies receiving funding or scaling up their sales team. And then we'll give a quick introduction into what we do, but we really focus on how we can solve the challenges that that company would be facing. So, we'd explain how we've helped companies in similar transitioning moments scale and succeed, and that would be the basis for the pitch.
Certainly appreciate your insight and information shared here today and introducing us also to Vainu. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, I'd really encourage all B2B companies like ours to really look to sales to drive their business forward. I feel that, you know, while investors can make sense in a given situation or at some point in the company's future, in the very beginning, proving that somebody is really willing to pay for your service offering is going to be the best sign that you have a successful idea on hand.
Mikko, before you take off, tell us where we can get all the details online about Vainu and how could one be in touch as well.
Thanks, Eric. Really appreciate it. You can visit our website, www.vainu.io, that's V-A-I-N-U.io, or reach out through Twitter, Instagram, at Vainu.io.
Easy enough. Again, Mikko, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. We really did appreciate it.
Thanks so much. You too.
We have been speaking with Mr. Mikko Jaui-Ainen, also known as MJ, the Vice President of Sales and a partner with software as a service company, Vainu, that offers a platform to help salespeople automate the prospecting process. And for more information, visit product.vainu.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream. In the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio as well. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.